So most of Chodesh Elul is behind us, and tonight we enter a new stage, a new phase in our preparation for the Yom Meroim. And in a short while we will be saying B'metzoy Menucho Kidamnucho Tchilo, and we start saying Slichas. As you probably are aware, this year we have the shortest slichas possible, because when Rosh Hashanah is on Thursday, we only have 4 days of slichas, and 4 days is the minimum of slichas possible. Why? So there are various different interpretations, different approaches in Rishonim and in Achronim. Why we need a minimum of 4 days? The Ran Masechet Rosh Hashanah, I think it's the Gimel Omid Aleph in the Dapim of the Rif of the Alpha Sea. The Ran brings three different minhagim regarding Yemei Aslichas: Minag Barcelona, Minag Girona, and a third minig. So one minig is that we only say Slichas Aseis Yemei Tshuva from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, nothing before Aseis Yemei Tshuva. Minig Barcelona is we always say Slichas from Chofei Elul, because Chofei Elul was the first day of creation, the first day of Shivas Yemei Bereishis, and therefore we always start Chofei Elul. This Shabbos was already Chofei Elul, and we didn't say Slichas. And the third minig that Ram brings, and the same minig that I brought in the Tursim into Avkuf Pei Aleph, is that is the minig of the Svardim in our time from Rosh Chodesh Elul. However, minig Ashkenaz is not any of the three above mentioned minhagim, but rather a minimum of 4 days. This minig is brought in the Leket Yosha. Leket Yosha was one of the great disciples of the Tzuna Sedeshin, the father of Minhogei Ashkenaz. And the Leket Yosha explains that we need at least 3 days of preparation, Shloshes Yemei Hachana. Before Kabbalas HaTorah, we also find Heyu Nachoinen L'Shloshes Yomim. So just like the Jewish people needed 3 days to prepare to get into the right mode for Kabbalas HaTorah, we need 3 days of preparation to get ready for Rosh Hashanah, for Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Well, you don't really have to be a mathematician to do some simple arithmetic. If Rosh Hashanah is Thursday and we need 3 days of preparation, then obviously we could get started on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So why Sunday? Why Metzoy Shabbos? So the Leket Yosha says, because Metzoy Shabbos, everybody is happy. And why are we happy Metzoy Shabbos? Because Shabbos, we have a lot of time to learn Torah. The Leket Yosha quotes a Medrash. The Medrash says that when Bnei Yisrael left the great desert and they came into Eretz Yisrael after wandering in the desert 40 years after the Chetu Ego, the Torah Chagro Sak, and the Torah mourned, and the Torah came before HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a terrible complaint. In the Midbar, nobody was working. They had man, they had slav, they didn't have to do any labor, so people learned all day and all night. They had nothing else to do in the Midbar. They're going to be coming into Eretz Yisrael. Ve'osafto degonecho choresh b'shat chrisha, kotzer b'shat tzira. They're going to have to plow and toil the fields and the harvest, and they won't have any time to learn Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu consoled the Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Shabbos is going to be your day. They don't do any work on Shabbos. Lamites Malachas are all prohibited. Shabbos is your day. And Shabbos is the zivug of Torah. And therefore, the Leket Yosha explains, Shabbos, we have time to learn. Mitzvah Shabbos, everybody is happy. And that is the proper time to start saying Slichus. And when we learn this Leket Yosha, we are a bit taken aback. So we have to say slichas when we are happy. We thought that slichas is supposed to break our heart, and we have to say slichas bebechi, with tears, worrying, ma'emas yoyim adin, the days of awe. And the Leket Yosha says, no, you have to be happy, and therefore we actually only need 3 days of preparation. We could have started saying slichas on Monday, but we prefer Moitzoi Shabbos because we still have the Simcha of Shabbos. And this brings us once again to the insight and the depth and profound understanding that Rosh Hashanah is a combination of Vigilu Berodo. On one hand, the Gemara says, Shalom Alach HaShos HaKodesh Baruch Hu Lamo Ein B'nei Yisrael Oimrim Halel B'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim. The angels from above asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, why don't the Jews say Halel, Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim? These are the greatest holidays, the greatest Yom HaTovim. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu explained, Efshar, Melech Yoshev al Kisiyadin, Sifre Chaim, Sifre Mesim, Sukhum Lefonov, V'bnei Yisrael Yom HaHalel. How could people possibly say Halel when the king is sitting on the throne of judgment, on Sifre Chaim, Sifre Mesim, Sukhum Lefonov? And in accordance with that, the Gemara, the Rambam writes in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Chanukah, Ein Oimrim Halel B'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim Lefi She'ein Eilu Yomim Shel Simcho Yesero Eilu Yomim Shel Eimo V'Yiro V'Fachad. So what defines these days, Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippur, Maseiach Yom HaTshuva, is not excessive Simcha, but rather Eimo V'Yiro B'fachad. On the other hand, we find the Navi regarding Rosh Hashanah, Ichlu Madanim, Shtu Mamtakim, Shulchamonis, Leinochem Loi, Al Tiyotro, Chedvas Hashem, Hi Ma'uzchem. Our strength is our Simchen HaKodesh Baruch. And therefore the Navi says, do not fast, eat, drink, Ichlu Madanim, Shtu Mamtakim, and rejoice. In Kirvas Elohim, Chedvas Hashem, Hi Ma'uzchem. Tkiyah Shofar is a combination of two different koilas, the Tkiyah and the Trua. Actually, we do Shvor and Trua, but that's a different sugya. But actually, Tkiyah Shofar is composed of two different koilas, the Tkiyah and the Trua. What message do these two different koilas convey? What do they symbolize? In the mitzvah of Chatzoses and Parshas Bahaloischu, the pasuk says, "V'yem simchaschem uvemayadechem uveroshech etshechem utikatem b'chatzoses usamachtem lefnei Hashem Elokechem v'ayaki tavo melchom al arzachem v'haroisem." So the tkiyah is a call that conveys simcha, happiness, while the Tzua conveys a feeling of shivoin lev and daga. And that is the combination, that is the essence of Yomim Neroim, the combination of simcha and daga. On one hand, aim over here over fachad, and on the other hand, chedves Hashem, hi ma'uzchem. The Mishnah says in Brochas Daf Lamed Amud Beis, not preferring Dafka to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, but every day, 3 times a day. And the Gemara explains, I think Rav Yitzchak explains, Ivdu es Hashem b'yiro, the Gilo, the Rada, rejoice in your fright. The Gilo, the Rada, the Mokam Gilo, Sham Tehei Rada. And a baby Yaina on the spot, I think it's the Chof Aleph from Medalef in the Rif, Rabbeinu Yaina says, regarding Yira of Abos of Adam, Simcha and Yira are Shnei Hefechim, Davar Vehipucho. Simcha and Yira don't go together. They are two contradictory emotions. But not so the Malchus Shemayim. וכאשר האדם מזבונן בגדולתו יזבח שמוי ויורה ממנו יוביל וישמח באויסו הירו. When we feel the deepest hargosha of Yiras Hashem, it should fill our hearts with simcha. Ashreinu matoy chelkeinu, that we fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yiras Aroimimis should bring simcha upon us, and that is the posuk in Tehirim, Ivdu es Hashem b'yiro v'gilu b'rodo. And therefore, Chazal teach us, "Einoim dem lehisbalal elo mitoich koyved rosh." And on the other hand, "Einoim dem lehisbalal elo mitoich simcha shel mitzvah," because simcha and yira are not contradictions when we speak about yiras Elokim. And these two emotions that seem to be contradicting each other together are the essence of the way we should feel in Aser Yemei Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah u'Yom Kippur. That is the Tkiya and the Trua, and therefore we start saying Slichos an Meitzoi Shabbos when we still have the Simcha of Shabbos in our hearts. And the Simcha of Shabbos is the Simcha of Torah. In all our tefillahs, in the Yom HaNeroim and Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we turn to a Kodesh Baruch Hu and we always say, Avinu Malkeinu. What does Avinu Malkeinu mean? Im kebonim, im ka'avodim. So in Brachas Daf Lamed Hey, there's a machlokes in the Gemara. When are we defined as bonim and when are we defined as avodim? Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir have two different opinions, and the Gemara says, "Bizman she'aisim ritzoy meishul mokem, when we fulfill HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will and we go in His ways, we are called bonim. Bizman she'aisim ritzoy meishul mokem, when we go astray, it is then that we are defined as slaves, not as children, kriyin avodim." But the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Bahar teaches us that Bonim and Avodim are not two different things. It is not that we are either Bonim or Avodim. Each and every one of us, each and every Jew has to be a Ben and an Eved. Because Ho'eved Yareh V'haben Ohev. A servant, a slave, is not expected to love his master. Some of them would love their masters, and it's beautiful, it's nice, but it's not their duty. The essence of slavery is servitude, is awe, is obeying, fulfilling your duty. But the essence of being a child is love. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, Bonim and Avodim are not Tarte Disatri. They are not contradictions. Each and every one of us has to feel like a ben and feel like an eved. Dechilu urechimu, ahavo v'yiro, hatkiya v'hatruo. That is what Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim are all about. So on one hand we say in kabonim in kavodim, and the second side of the same coin is ovinu Malkeinu. But we always put Ovinu before Malkeinu, and never do we say Malkeinu Ovinu. And at the same token, we say Im Kebonim Im Kavodim. First Bonim, and only then Avodim. This seems to indicate, Kach Libi Yoimali, that's the way I feel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was first a father and then a master or a king. So there's a story I always tell at the beginning of Slichas, because to me the story is an inspiration, and maybe some of you have heard it from me more than once. So Hasidim tell the story of Rabbi Nagoyel Mekalin once, first day of Rosh Hashanah, when the Chazan of Shachas shouted at the top of his lungs, HaMelech! Suddenly he fainted, the big tzaddik fainted. And when he was resuscitated and came back to himself after davening, they asked him, what happened? Why were you so overtaken with emotion? What happened? So he said, when the Chazan shouted HaMelech, I suddenly remembered the Gemara, the story told in Gittin Daf Nun Zayin. And the Gemara tells the story of Bishas Chor Mabayis, that Yochanan ben Zakkai was the Gadol Ador, and he wanted to talk to the Romans, maybe try to negotiate some kind of agreement to save, to salvage Yerushalayim from the terrible Churban, from the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So after many, many hishtadlis, he managed to get out of the Chayma, and when he is introduced to Aspasianus Caesar, the great Roman general, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai turns to Aspasianus and he said, my master, your majesty, the king, Aspasianus said, you should be killed twice. Why twice? First of all, I'm not a king. I am merely a general, so don't call me king. And if I am a king, where were you up till now? So Rabban HaGadol of Kalin said, Rosh Hashanah we shout HaMelech, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu might just ask, oh, if I am a king, where were you till now? I've been waiting for a year and I haven't seen you. You obviously had more important business to do. So it is now that you shout HaMelech, Imalka Ano, where were you till now? And therefore I was suddenly frightened and he fainted. And the question I ask is, so why don't we faint? Obviously a silly question. We don't faint because we don't faint. Because we are not Rabban HaGadol of Kalim. Many things we don't do which we should be doing. But maybe there's an additional feeling, ba'oimek hadvarim. When a soldier leaves his post and he just is lost, nowhere to be found, and that is a grave transgression. When he comes back after 6 months, first of all he's thrown into jail. After 3 weeks in jail, he is brought before the judge. But when a son goes astray and his father hasn't seen him for a year, and then one day in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, somebody knocks on the door, and father and mother run to the door, they open the door and their son is there, what is the first reaction? What could be their first reaction? They hug and they kiss and they start crying, and the father says, I can't tell you how overtaken I am. I can't tell you how happy I am. I was worrying. Who knows whether I'll ever see you again. I'm so happy you're back. Please come in. He gives him a cup of coffee. It is quite obvious that that son will have to give some solid explanation. And at some stage, he will be confronted with the question, where have you been? I mean, we haven't seen you a year. You didn't sell an email, SMS, nothing. We haven't heard from you. But the first reaction is always overwhelming. Joy and love and warmth and happiness. So when we come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after a year that we've been away, we say, Avinu. And only then Malkeinu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always happy to see us back. We will have some real serious questions to account for. But first of all, we're back. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy to see us back. And we're happy to be back. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not only a king and we are not only his slaves, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is first and foremost Ovinu, and we are his beloved children. as Chazal refer to us, Bonov Shel Elokeinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ovinu of Horachamon, as we say in Berachas Kriyas Shema. So in all our tefillahs, in the Rosh Hashanah, in Yom Kippurim, and Aseres Yemei Teshuva, we always put Ovinu before Malkeinu, in Kibonim, before in Ka'avod. So the entirety of Avodas Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim is the combination of Simcha and Yiro, the Gilu Berado. So it should be no surprise that the Leket Yosher explains why do we always start saying Slichas HaMetzoi Shabbos. Actually, 3 days is the essence of Slichas, 3 days of preparation, just like before Matan Torah. So Monday would be enough, but we start on Mitzvah Shabbos because Slichas has to be said b'Simcha. Simcha Sayiro, Yiro Shel Simcha, V'Gilu Berod. The Magen Avraham and the Taz suggest a different idea. Why we need a minimum of 4 days of Slichas. So the Magen Avraham and the Taz stress the other side of the coin, and they say it would actually be most appropriate that a person should fast the entire Aseres Yemei Teshuva, because these days are days of repentance, days of tshuva, days of cheshbon hanefesh, days of slicha, mechira v'kapora, and therefore we should be fasting. However, there are 4 days of Aseres Yemei Teshuva in which fasting would be prohibited. We have 2 days of Yom Tov, and even on Rosh Hashanah we have a mitzvah in Yom Tov. Shabbos Kodesh, one cannot fast. That would be a transgression. So we can't fast on Shabbos, we can't fast 2 days of Yom Tov, and we can't fast on Erev Yom Kippurim, because there's a mitzvah v'chila v'shtir v'erev Yom Kippurim. To compensate for those 4 days in which we cannot fast, we have 4 additional days of Slichas. So the minimum of 4 days of Slichas are in a way a compensation. Instead of those 4 days included in Aseres Yemei Teshuva in which fasting would be impossible, therefore we have 4 additional days of Slichas. So the 4 days of Slichas in a way are the Hashlama, and they are considered as if an integral part of Aseres Yemei Teshuva. And that brings us to the third explanation, which is suggested by the Levush. Why 4 days of Slichas? So the Levush says, regarding Korbanos, there is a basic halacha. One cannot bring a korb in the base of Midosh. One cannot bring a sacrifice, the Beis Hashem, only al yedei bikur dalet yomi. The animal that is brought as a korban in the Beis Hamikdash has to be examined, and he has to be examined 4 days. Maybe he has a blemish, maybe he has a mum that will disqualify the korban from akrova al amizbeach. So there's a halacha in Kachim, one cannot bring a korban without bikur dalet yomim, and those are the 4 days of Slichas before Rosh Hashanah. What does Rosh Hashanah have to do with the korban? Do we find anywhere that a person is considered as a korban and the time of the hakrov is Rosh Hashanah? Of course we find. Of course. Everybody remembers the Gemara. In Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, regarding Tkiyas Shofar, Chazal say, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LiYisrael, Tikkun Lafon HaBishofar Shel Ayil, Kedei She'ezkor Lachem Eloi Shel Yitzchok Ben Avraham, V'Mala Ani Aleichem Ki'ilu Akadetem Et Atzmachem. So Chazal explained the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar, when we blow the horn of a ram, HaKadosh Baruch will remember the korban, the sacrifice of Yitzchok Ovinu, Akedes Yitzchok, V'malani Aleichem, Ke'ilu HaKadetem Et Atzmachem, and it will be considered as if each and every one of us brought his own self as a korban, like Avraham brought his son Yitzchok. So if the Gemara says, "Tikkur of Hanav Shavu Shalayel," when he is called a Melech Shul Yisrael and Avraham, the Malani Alechem Kilo Akadetem is Atzmechem. In a way, each and every one of us at Rosh Hashanah is a korban, and therefore that korban must be examined. That korban needs Bikur Dalet Yom. So I have a very basic question: when we're being an animal as a sacrifice in the Beis Hamikdash, we are to check that animal and examine. If we find a wound, what do? We put it aside and we take another animal. So, what will we do if we find a wound ourselves? So, would we send someone else? I mean, would we put ourselves aside, and what could we do? So, what's the point in Biko if we have no other option? So, I think the answer is a very simple one. A mum oivel doesn't disqualify a korban. But as long as that mum is there, even if it's a mum oivel, the korban is possible. It is only after that blemish was taken care of and it is no longer existent when the korban once again is qualified to be a korban al gabei hamizbeach. Every mum we could find in ourselves is a mum oivel. Ki lo yakpoitz v'meisemes, ki yin b'shuvar medach v'lachai. Tshuva rectifies any aveir. Any aveir. If a Dutch person does tshuva shalema, the Rambam in Perek Zayin Afilchus Tshuva Halacha Vav is a gevaldige loshon, so heartwarming. When the Rambam writes Gedol Tshuva Shemekareves Es Odom Al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emesh Hayaze Sanui Lefnei Amokoyim Mishukatz Meruchak V'Toivo. A Baal Aveira Sanui Lefnei Hamakom Mishukatz Meruchak V'Toivo V'Hayom Ohuv V'Nechmad Koroiv V'Yedit. What a transformation. Unbelievable. In a rega kememor, that's the koyach of tshuva. Shemekareves es ha'odem el ha'kodesh bov. From one extreme to the other. B'mokim shabal tshuva oimdem, ein tzadikim gemurim yicholim la'amod. So the essence of Dalet Yemei Slichus is Dalet Yemei Biku. And in these days, each and every one of us has to make his own personal cheshbon nefesh and examine himself, examine his neshuma, examine his ruchnius, where does he stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And any shortcoming we find, any mum, has to be taken care of. And tshuva mekareves es harechaykim, and a mum oiver does not pass a lakor. So that is the essence of Dalet Yemei Slichus. So in just a short while, we are embarking on this new stage in our journey. In our journey which will reach its heights in Yom HaKippur. In another 14 days. We must make the most of these days of Slichus, take advantage of them. The Yemei Kedel, the minig was to say Slichus Bashmoiris Aboika. I think it's a relatively recent minig, about 200 years, that some people say Slichus by night. Obviously, many people find it more convenient to say Slichus by night in the morning, but these days shouldn't be days of convenience. I think a person should do his utmost in these days, you know, to make the greatest effort and the most discomfort possible for your goof to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let us take advantage of these days and let us start saying Slichus b'simcha shel mitzvah, b'simcha shel Torah, and the simcha of betochay, as the Navi says, Chedves Hashem yimauscha. And the Torah explains in Siman Tov Kaf Bei Aleph, we have to be confident. And I've been talking on the Kodesh Baruch Hu that if we will do our best and do as far admokem shiyodo yodeinu megaz, and try to do tshuva shleim and come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will embrace us like a father and not reject us like a king. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us closer to him. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is out there waiting. So our minig, as brought in Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah Lamed Daled, in the name of the Oruch, and that is today the minig in Kol Beis Yisrael, that we blow Mea Koilis. Why Mea Koilis? Ein Sisro Yibavo Mea Yibavois. And I was always disturbed, so what shaykes does that have in Pinimis? I mean, what do our Mea Koilis of Shofar have to do with the mother of Sisro? And my feeling is just a simple Mosavik feeling. Sisro was one of the greatest Rishoyim, one of the greatest Sinai Yisrael. And he was a warrior, you know, a big warrior. Warriors are in danger every day of their lives. And Apa Piken, when he was late, his mother was out there standing next to the window and crying. She missed him terribly. And she worried terribly. Even though, I mean, this was with her probably for decades, but a mother is always a mother. And she was standing next to the window crying, he's late, he's been an hour late. Kindalach, we're late. And HaKadosh Baruch was out there standing next to the window and worrying, where are my children? They've been late, not an hour, not a day, not a month. We've been quite late. Probably since last year, Yom Kippur, we've been late. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was out there, Kivi Yochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a father, and he is waiting for us. So it's about time that we turn back and come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we shall not faint, because when we come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will be there waiting for us and rejoicing in our presence. So let us take advantage of these days of Slichus, for Cheshbon HaNefesh, Bikur HaKorban, and Yihiyo Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Makabel, Berachamim Uberotzon. Seder Malchu Yoseinu, Seder Zechoino Yoseinu, Veseder Shofar Yoseinu. We should all be zoche to have exiv v'chasim etoyva b'sifron shel tzadikim gemurim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be makabal hirhurei hatshuva hamitnotetzim b'libeinu. And this coming year should be for us and for the entire Klal Yisrael. Tich l'shona v'kir lo yiseyo, toch l'shona v'bircho yiseyo. It should be eshnas oiro, eshnas brocho, eshnas go'ulo v'yeshuo. The Bias Goel Sedek, Bemheiro, Viomeno, Amen.